In our moment of history, perhaps the most sweeping and radical transformation ever to occur on Earth is underway. This moment is the 21st century, a lifetime from a human perspective, yet a mere dust mote of duration within our planet's 4.5 billion years of exuberant evolution. As is so often the case, the opportunity at the heart of this moment arises from a great crisis. Over the past 200 years, industrial civilization has been relentlessly undermining Earth's chemistry, water cycles, atmosphere, soils, oceans, and thermal balance. Plainly said, we have been shutting down the major life systems of our planet. Compounding the ecological crisis are decaying economies, ethnic and class conflict, and worldwide warfare. Entwined with, and perhaps underlying, these devastations are epidemic failures in individual human development. True adulthood, or psychological maturity, has become an uncommon achievement in Western and Westernized societies, and genuine elderhood nearly non-existent. Interwoven with arrested personal development, and perhaps inseparable from it, our everyday lives have drifted vast distances from our species' original intimacy with the natural world, and from our own uniquely individual natures, our souls. But if we know where to look, we uncover great opportunities spawned by these crises. All over the world, we are witnessing a collective human response to exigency, an immensely creative renewal addressing all dimensions of human activity on Earth, from the ecological, political, and economic to the educational and spiritual. This book is my contribution to the global effort to create a viable human-Earth partnership. My beginning premise is that a more mature human society requires more mature human individuals. For 25 years, I have been asking how we might raise children, support teenagers, and ripen ourselves so we might engender a sustainable human culture. My second premise is that nature, including our own deeper nature, soul, has always provided and still provides the best template for human maturation. In this book, you'll find a narrative of how we might grow whole, one life stage at a time, by embracing nature and soul as our wisest and most trustworthy guides. This model for individual human development ultimately yields a strategy for cultural transformation, a way of progressing from our current egocentric societies, materialistic, anthropocentric, competition-based, class-stratified, violence-prone, and unsustainable, to soul-centric ones, imaginative, ecocentric, cooperation-based, just, compassionate, and sustainable. In contrast to those presented in most other developmental models, the stages of life portrayed here are essentially independent of chronological age, biological development, cognitive ability, and social role. Rather, the progression from one stage to the next.